We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese on a Friday. Ike, we made it.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy. Yeah, well, we made it. It's Friday.
We made it. It feels good to make it to a Friday as well, as the Phillies will be heading down to Atlanta, or they are in Atlanta, for a weekend show-me series against the Braves. We will talk about that. But let's start here, Ike, because we both agree that we've been shamed at criticizing the Eagles' second-round draft pick, Landon Dickerson, because of the injury or whatever. People are not happy that we are questioning the draft pick, right? So I wanted to be positive when it came to an Eagles draft pick, and it's with Devontae Smith, who everybody, I mean, I guess there's a couple of exceptions, but everybody agrees that it's probably a good pick, and most people like the pick, right? I mean, most of the people we've talked to like the pick a lot, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna make my first statement and my first real expectations of what I see from Devontae Smith his rookie year. Yes, Jack, I'm sorry to do it, but I'm going to do it. And this is not going to actually put a hex on him. This is actually going to help him will his 2021 season to having an excellent season. I think Devontae Smith, based on the rest of the wide receivers in the group, based on Jalen Hurts, and realizing that he's not a refined passer and he's not going to throw for 500 yards, with everything included, right?
In like a game?
Well, I mean, yeah, no, not in a game. Like, my expectations of Jalen Hurts aren't that he's going to be the most prolific passer in the league this year. But I also look at Devontae Smith. He's easily the best wide receiver they have on the roster right now. And just based on his production at Alabama the last two seasons, looking at what the Eagles' wide receiving core is, also looking at the Eagles' defense and realizing they're probably going to give up a lot of points. And not saying all of the receiving yards are going to come at big spots with the game on the line, Devontae Smith is at least 1,000 yards and 80-some catches and 7 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Rookie year. I know that, like, Jalen Reagor, I expected a lot out of him last year, too, and that didn't end up working out. But Devontae Smith is different. He is the real deal.
Well, hope he's different for sure.
You're damn right. We hope he does. But, I mean, that's my expectation, and I don't think it's crazy, and I think it's quite attainable. You're looking at minimum 80, minimum 1,000, and minimum 8 touchdowns out of Devontae Smith. Is that ridiculous expectation for a rookie receiver?
Well, it's not ridiculous expectations for a rookie receiver on its face, right? Just saying it, no. But to expect that out of an Eagles rookie wide receiver, I think it is unreasonable for several reasons. And the least of which has to do with Devontae Smith's ability, but that is part of the equation because it's yet to translate to the NFL level for us to know how his playing ability is going to translate at this level. But more importantly, I would imagine that to be difficult because, A, you mentioned there are other receivers in the core. You got a quarterback with a new head coach. Are they going to throw the ball a lot? Is this going to be a spread the ball around the offense? Is that what it's going to be? And then, I don't know. I mean, 17 games, okay, it's not unheard of. I mean, if you throw the ball enough in today's game, 17 games, but are they meaningful? Like getting 1,000 yards in a season where you win 5 games? Okay. So I'm not saying it won't happen or it can't happen. I'm just saying it's not likely to happen. And it has very little to do with him as a player and more to do with the circumstances surrounding him as a player. The quarterback play, all of those things, not knowing what the offense is going to be. Is this going to be an offense where they want to come out and have Jalen Hurts throw the ball 30, 40 times a game? When's the last time they had a 1,000-yard receiver, let alone a rookie 1,000-yard receiver?
You know, I don't know.
I'll tell you, they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Jeremy Maclin.
So they're due.
Yeah, but he wasn't a rookie either. He was 5 years into his career.
Deshaun got close in his rookie
year. And who was his quarterback? Only
Donovan?
The franchise's best quarterback.
Yeah, he did. He had 912 yards in 08.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's also, that's 08. This is in 2021. It is a different league as far as throwing the football and help that the offense receives and being able to receive the football. I mean, my expectation of Devontae Smith, and it's really like it's less about the garbage yards, and it's less about the he's just going to get him because someone's got to get the yards. I actually think he's going to come out. It's going to be a bona fide. People are going to look at him the same way players that people look at Justin Jefferson after his first year, which is stud, Pro Bowler guy. That's the guy right there. Like, that's what I'm looking for in his rookie year.
Okay.
Unfair or fair?
Yeah, of course, it's unfair. Like, of course it's unfair. Come on, man.
215-592-9494.
You can hope for that to happen, but to expect that to happen, then what if it doesn't happen? Are you going to say he had a disappointing rookie season?
Well, I mean, I think the details matter,
oh,
right?
Oh.
Sure, the details matter.
I'm just asking you, if it doesn't happen, would you say he had a disappointing rookie season? You're making this bold proclamation like it's going to happen. Well, then, if it doesn't happen, it was a disappointing season.
Well, not necessarily. Like, if Jalen Hurts is really, like, if he takes a step backwards throwing the football, and he's just like, it's pretty clear that he's not going to be the guy going forward, that throwing the football, he can run and he can make some plays, but throwing the football, he's just not a great passing quarterback yet, right? Like, God forbid there's an injury or something like that to where, you know, from no fault of his own, he gets an injury, right? Even if it's a fault of his own, if he gets an injury, then, like, you know,
who gets an injury?
Devontae Smith. Like, you know, if he misses a couple of games, then the likelihood of him getting 1,000 yards probably isn't going to happen, right?
Well, isn't that part of the bold proclamation, is that you're basically saying he's going to play enough games to get 1,000 yards? You can't say, well, if he gets hurt, then it doesn't count.
No, but what I'm saying,
I mean, that's part of it. That's saying that's 1,000 yards. That's durability. That's every week. That's being consistent. That's what it is.
Right. No,
I mean, that's what it is.
All I'm saying is that I'm not gonna say that it is he has to get 1,000 yards to make it a successful rookie season. I'm saying there are some outs to where you can say, okay, well, this didn't go for him, and this didn't go for him. And of course, like, an injury, that matters, that if he's not durable to play.
Well, but John, that's like saying if everything goes perfect, this is what he should do. That you can say that about every player. Like, you can say that about every player. Like, mm-hmm. You can say Jalen Reagor had a bad year because he got injured.
Well, he
didn't play 16 games.
He also wasn't productive when he was on the field, too. But, I mean, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. My expectation is that he is going to be on the field, and we're going to be looking at him.
That's what I'm saying. You gave all these, well, if he's injured, if the quarterback isn't this, the quarterback doesn't do that.
Well, no, just because I don't want to say right now on May 7th that if he doesn't get 1,000 yards, it's not going to be a successful season.
Right.
Here's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that my expectation is Justin Jefferson from last year. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a Pro Bowl year. I'm expecting a 1,000-yard year. I'm expecting an 80-plus reception year. I'm expecting close to double-digit touchdown year. That's what I expect out of Devontae Smith year one. And I don't
double
know.
Double-digit touchdowns.
Approaching double-digit touchdowns. Justin Jefferson had 7 touchdowns last year. So that's, I would look
at
that and say
that. I think we see some of these numbers and we think these things are easy to accomplish.
No.
They aren't. They aren't easy to accomplish. And for a rookie wide receiver, I think that's unfair to place those type of expectations on him with a quarterback who's got 4 starts under his belt with a new head coach. I mean, I think we can be excited about having Devontae Smith here. I'm excited. I'm starting to warm up to the idea of having him here. It doesn't mean I'm not going to hold my breath every time a ball is thrown to him and a tackle is made on him. He still weighs 166 pounds. So until I see him get up after every catch, after every tackle for 17 weeks for X amount of years, I'm going to have those concerns like I did with D-Jack when he was earlier in his career. Lord, don't let him get hit. Don't let him take a big shot.
Coming across the middle. You
exactly.
Held your breath.
So that's going to be there. And the fact that they've added an extra game, what is that? It used to be 1,000 yards is what, 65 yards a game?
Now it's even less.
Now it's even less than that. So getting what, 55 yards, 57 yards a game receiving? That's not, I mean, you feel me? Like if somebody gets you 50 yards a game.
58.82 yards a game. So if you get 60 yards a game,
yeah,
you get 1,000.
Yeah, it's not that ridiculous. And that's why I said it has little to do with him. I just look at the quarterback situation. I look at the other weapons. I would imagine, or let me put it this way. If I'm Nick Sirianni, you come out with a game plan that doesn't put your players in a situation that makes them look bad. So I don't know how much I want Jalen Hurts throwing the ball around the field per game. Right? I don't know how much I want him doing that. You want a running game. You want to establish a running game. You want play action to be established. So if you're throwing the ball 30 times a game, 30 to 35 times a game, and you're spreading it around, I don't know how many balls per game DeVonta Smith is going to catch. I don't know. I do expect Jalen Reagor to be better this year. Jalen Reagor is a little thicker than DeVonta Smith. Some of these shorter passes where you run after the catch, they may be better suited for a Jalen Reagor than DeVonta Smith. I don't know that yet. DeVonta Smith hasn't caught a rocket screen or some wide receiver screen on the outside and had to take a hit from a safety.
Right.
Right? He hasn't done that yet. So until I see those things, I don't know what he's going to look like at the NFL level in this offense. A lot of question marks out there, man. A lot of question marks. To say you expect DeVonta Smith to put up a Justin Jefferson-type season?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Top wide receiver in the draft. That's what I would expect right here. All right, so we take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies and Pete's handle your Mother's Day meal with Mother's Day to-go brunch packs. Seafood Feast and Krabby Brunch Packs are available. ChickiesandPete's.com for details. Jack Fritz, are you expecting a Justin Jefferson type rookie year?
No, I'm expecting him to struggle. I don't think he's going to come out from day one and be this number one receiver. He's going to be one of those guys that has to learn how to get open at the NFL level. Sure, like in college, he's able to get open, press coverage, all that stuff. But to me, he screams like a guy that's going to take a little while to adjust to the NFL game. That has to do with his size. That has to do with his speed. All that stuff. Like if this is Jamar Chase, I'm expecting 1,000 yards. DeVonta Smith, you know, I'd be happy with 700 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's what I'm expecting from him. 1,000 yards, I don't see it.
I know. You didn't see it.
Justin Jefferson had 1,400 yards last year.
Yep, and Jack didn't see that either. So I'm feeling good about my prediction.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, you're welcome, DeVonta Smith. I mean, I feel like I'm the only person in the city that's like, yeah, I don't really see it with this guy, but whatever. Hopefully I'm wrong, but 1,000 yards is ridiculous, especially for a player like him who's as small as he is, not as quick as he is. And I can't go 1,000 yards. I'll be happy.
He's got to show that he doesn't get knocked off his routes, that he can stay on timing with his size. This isn't – listen, I know we like to tout the SEC as the best conference, and maybe it is. But
we're a Big Ten show.
But here's what I do know. There aren't very many complex defenses in college football. That I do know. You show me the team that's holding an offense to less than 20 points, less than 14 points. Show me that defense.
Yeah, even Alabama doesn't do that
exactly
anymore.
So I don't know. In the NFL, they run complex defenses right. That are designed to take guys out of the game.
Right.
Out of the game. Make you go somewhere else with the football. That's the type of defenses they run in the NFL. And the guys that excel against those defenses are the guys that you say, there is no defense that can stop him. We can play him here. We can play him there. He's big. He's small. He's tough. He's this, that, and the other. He's going to get his regardless of what defense you run.
Mm-hmm.
As a rookie, I don't know if he's there yet.
But just remember with Nick Sirianni, the offense is easy for the offensive players but difficult for the defense to catch up on it. So maybe that can help.
That's a good thing.
215-592-9494.
I just hope it's not difficult for the offense to understand.
That would be a problem if it was, yes. Be counterproductive. To the phones, Mike in Norristown. Mike, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's Friday, man. I'm about to hit some of that Ike juice.
Hit it up.
Oh, man, get it. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yeah, I think believe it or not, I think he's going to have a 1,000-yard season. And if he doesn't, he's going to open it up for Reagor, Fulgham, Goddard, and Ertz. Either way, it's going to be a good fit, I think.
Well, like Jack's hitting the soundboard to what you're saying, but like someone's going to, I mean,
somebody's
going to get those yards, right? I mean, even if Jalen Hurts isn't a great passer, he's still going to throw for somebody. They're going to throw for 4,000 yards over 17 games.
Yeah,
we haven't had a receiver here with 1,000 yards in 7 years.
It's about to happen. Remember, I said it. And Hurts is going to have a comeback here.
Oh, Hurts is having a comeback here.
Say Hurts or Hurts?
They can't trade him. He has to play to get that money. He's going to play this year. Mark my words. Remember, Mike from Northtown said it.
So Ertz is getting a contract. So how's Ertz going to get his money and Devontae Smith gets over 1,000 yards?
Wait out your frost and go somewhere else because he wants to get paid.
All right, there you have it. Thanks, Mike. He wasn't answering your question.
No.
I think, like, if Ertz is on the team, mm-hmm. right, is he a 50-catch type guy, Ertz? Like 500 yards or something like that? I mean,
probably.
I don't think he's approaching the yards because now Goddard's going to be getting, like, Goddard will have more yards than when Ertz had the big years, right? Like, Goddard should get the line share.
Well,
of the
he
catches.
Should since they want to get rid of Ertz and Goddard's the next guy. I mean, when is he going to start looking like Ertz? When is Goddard going to take over like Zach Ertz? I haven't seen that yet.
Nope.
For more than 1 week.
No. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay consistent. Got to do it. He's entering his fourth year, right? Goddard, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the contract year.
Yeah.
They got to decide whether they're going to pay him because on the open market, he's going to make decent coin. Let's go to Mark. Mark's in Furlong. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
You too, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
I look at Ertz and Goddard are the ones that are going to have the yards this year. I just want productivity out of this new guy. I think you're setting it up like you always do. You do a great job getting us all riled up, but you're putting too much on him. You're setting up your program for later on in the year so you can start bashing the guy immediately when he doesn't deliver. Give the guy a break, give him a chance, and let him just be a rookie.
Incorrect.
As a reasonable fan right there.
Let him be. So what does that mean, let him be a rookie? Because guess what, Mark? If you're a top 10 pick, you don't get to be a rookie and struggle. You have to come right in and contribute, especially on this team, right? So you can have the expectation of, oh, he's a rookie. He might have some growing pains. Okay, but when it's all said and done in 17 games, he better be close to 1,000 yards.
You know what? I hope he's over 1,000 yards, but it's an unrealistic expectation to put on him. And by being a rookie, he's got to learn how to play that position. Give him some time. But, you know, we got a young quarterback that's going to be throwing a lot of passes to those tight ends. So it's probably unrealistic to think, even if we had Jefferson here, he was going to be a 1,000-yard pass catcher this year as well. Is that unfair?
If what? Jefferson was here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any of our receivers getting 1,000 yards this coming season. I think we have a quarterback that I hope he does some great things. But he's going to probably be passing more to the tight end than those guys outside.
Well, I mean, listen, I think part of the reason why you haven't seen Jefferson production out of the wide receiving core is you don't have Jefferson on the field, right? Fulgham looked good for three weeks, and then he was just gone. Like,
Alshon came back,
yeah, and then Alshon came back, and he you never saw him again, or he never had catches again. And by the way, he had opportunities to make catches in games, and he didn't. Had some drops, had some plays where the ball was up there and he didn't make it.
What about Hightower?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Hightower's
hey,
good.
Hey, man, I like Hightower.
I'm okay with Hightower.
We got a three receiver. Hold on. Somebody's not. Is Greg Ward out? Who's out?
Greg Ward's going to get 4 snaps a game.
Who's out? Somebody has to be out.
All right, so.
And as many receivers as we've drafted, Greg Ward, love you, Greg Ward. Love what you've done. There's no reason he should be one of our top three wide receivers.
He's not. He shouldn't be. Right? So,
yeah, he shouldn't be.
So for sure on the team is Reagor and Smith.
Yes.
For sure on the team is John Hightower.
Yes.
Quez Watkins, most likely.
Yes.
So that's 4.
Yeah.
Right? So Fulgham. Fulgham's not a lock to make this team.
No.
Ward?
Not a lock.
Not a lock to make the team.
But he's probably a better lock than Fulgham.
Yes. I would agree. Just because he's sure-handed and they know the role that they can put him in there, he can come over and catch a 7-yard pass and
JJ's going to be here.
And I forgot about our thing, Whiteside.
Yeah, I mean, you got to factor him into at least 1,000 yards.
It's a red zone threat. Red zone threat.
Well, at least they can throw jump balls to him and not Akeem Butler.
Exactly. This is the year JJ breaks out.
This is it?
You want me to cut that? Or?
Yeah, let's get it clean again. What did you, Ike, I didn't hear you. What did you say there?
Where's your hand up?
You're not even putting it up.
No.
Let's go to
not going on the record for JJ Arcega-Whiteside again.
So and by the way, with Devontae Smith, this yes. isn't a guy that's only had a limited amount of snaps at Alabama, right? Like some wide receivers come out, it's like, all right, they played a little bit as a sophomore, they played a lot as a junior, and then they come out after a junior. Devontae Smith has 4 years of playing, right? Like played 8 games as a freshman, and then was a starter as a sophomore and a junior and a senior. So, like, do I expect more out of him because of his age and how much experience he has in Alabama? Yeah, I do.
I got newsflash for you, man.
Similar to Justin Jefferson.
Every rookie that comes in was pretty damn good in college. Can we all just agree on that? You don't get in the NFL unless you were good in college.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
What if there? I'm. And this is an honest question.
Even Arcega-Whiteside was good in college.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Just look at his numbers.
I was trying to.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ron in Roxborough. Ron, what do you think?
I think 99 times out of 100, I would 100% agree with Ike. But I look at the receiving core of the Eagles, like the Process Sixers, when Michael Carter Williams won the Rookie of the Year. There legit is nobody else to take snaps away from Devontae Smith. Like the boy Jalen Waddle is going to go to Miami, and he's going to be dealing with veterans down there like Parker and like Will Fuller. And they're going to do him like they did with CeeDee Lamb, put him in the slot, bring him along slowly. But with Devontae Smith, he immediately is your best receiver who's going to get every chance to catch as many balls as possible. I think everything Ike is saying is spot on, but Johnny might be right this time because of the construct of the team.
Mm. Listen, I'm not saying he's crazy for thinking that. There is certainly logic behind Devontae Smith catching 1,000 yards. I'm just more or less – I don't need to put that expectation on a kid. It's not me saying he's not good enough. It's me saying, you know what? The Eagles haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver in 7 years. When's the last time they had a rookie wide receiver with 1,000 yards? Oh, not to mention you don't even have a veteran quarterback. So you actually have a quarterback that's still learning the position.
We didn't even have a receiver to catch over 500 yards the one time. So, like, it makes no sense to ever expect a rookie wide receiver to catch 1,000 yards. I just think that what Johnny has going for him is that this guy's a top 10 pick, a Heisman Trophy winner, a good route runner, a senior, and the Eagles have actually nobody to take. They're not going to bench Devontae Smith for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who I think is the guy that's going to get cut. It's either him, Ward, or Fulgham, and if I had to cut one of the three, it'd be J.J. Wouldn't that be for y'all?
Well, not if you spent the second round pick on him, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I think he gets it another year.
No doubt.
By the way, J.J. had over 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns his senior year at Stanford.
Thank you.
How about his junior year?
Junior year.
48 for 781. Yeah, and I looked at him, too. He didn't play as a freshman. He played a decent amount as a sophomore.
Yeah, he wasn't a 10th pick. My point was he was good in college. That's the point that I'm making. Every rookie was. The NFL only drafts 250 guys.
215-592-9494.
They were all good in college.
Phone calls coming up next. Is 1,000 yards for Devontae Smith fair to expect in year one? 245. We'll get into the big Philly series this weekend. Starts tonight right here.
Hell,
on
even Donnell Pumphrey was good in college.
Yeah, most yards from scrimmage in Division I history.
Exactly.
I mean, you led Michigan State in tackles.
Team captain.
Don't bring me up.
Mark said Reese 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.